Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, if you don't know, you're about to know on MLL Radio with JoJo. I don't know. I just call it that, I guess. Anyways, everybody, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo War Drummer. MLL Radio, Laxworm Radio Experience. Laxworm just crushed his radio show, man. And no pun intended. Maybe pun was intended with T91 Crush winning the championship. But check this out, man. World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Everybody, hit that hashtag, man. Hit that hashtag. It's W, okay? Listen. Everybody's got to hit the hashtag, okay? WSYL. That's World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Find World Series of Youth Lacrosse on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and their actual webpage and everything like that. World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Hashtag WSYL. Anyways, like I said, man, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. And this is my Lax Youth Nation segment. And today with Lax Youth Nation, what better way to start it off right now with World Series of Youth Lacrosse? Check it out. We have Team Carolina on the horn. And Team Rising Sun's going to be on again, and Team 91 Crush will be on again, and Team Michigan will be on again. But Team 91 Crush is on. Team Carolina is on again. They were the first. They made – all the teams made history. Everyone involved, Laxworm Radio Experience and everything, we all made history. But – there was a team that made history in a way like Team 91 Crush did, like Team 91 Crush and Team Carolina made history in ways that any other team have not made history. And you guys are probably wondering, like, what are you talking about, JoJo? What are you talking about? I'm talking about number 13, Jackson Price. I'm talking about the beautiful coaching of Coach Price and Coach Ping. Anyways, without further ado, man, let's quit messing around, man. Let's quit messing around. We got the first ever goal for World Series of Youth Lacrosse. How can you not? Jackson, are you on the horn?
Yes, sir.
Jackson, how are you doing, my man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, man. You know, still here in the Mile High City, still. I came home, talked to my family, talked to my wife, you know, about the games and some of the standout players and standout teams. So, in other words, I talked about World Series of Youth Lacrosse as a whole. But I also talked about some kid named Jackson Price making history with his Team Carolina. You made the first ever goal for World Series of Youth Lacrosse, the Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse, and to top it off, you know, presented by Coca-Cola, and you got the Coca-Cola can player of the game well after the fact was due, but still on the same weekend at least, huh? But anyways, how did you feel right after you made that first goal? Maybe you didn't know yet. How did you feel after I told you that you were the first ever player, and how do you feel now?
Well, I didn't know that I scored the first goal right after I shot, but when I came off the sideline and you told me, I was just filled with excitement and joy. I couldn't even process it for a minute.
You're probably in a way still kind of soaking it in, huh?
Yeah, it was an amazing moment.
It was, man. And you know, the beautiful thing about that is Jackson, is that it always will be an amazing moment for you. And you know, when Jackson, when you go up and have a family of your own, that's something that you can always have, something that you always cherish and say that you were the first player ever to score the first goal of World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Yeah, and then so was it a, I'm curious, man, because I know your coach Price is your dad, and he has particular plays going on with that. Was it kind of like a run and gun kind of shot going on, like a fast break style, but still a team play and everything like that? Break it down, please, if you can remember, man. Bring back the jog the memory a little bit and let everybody know how that. You're the play by play caller, man. Go for it.
So this play that we ran was called 12 tight. So we have two attackmen on the crease, both righties, and our lefty attackman, Kate Paggiano, at X most of the time. So when we call a go, Kate will go to whatever side he chooses. And when we do that, one person cuts to the backside away from Kate, and the other person curls up. And at that moment, Cole Jesse was the person cutting away from Kate, and I was cutting around Cole, and Kate saw me with an open shot and passed it to me, and I looked to see if Cole was open, but he was not, so I took the shot and made it.
And you just did it, huh?
Yes.
Very, very, very cool, man. Coach Price, you got anything right there?
Yes, I'm here.
Coach, so and then how about you? How do you feel about your first of all, we're going to talk about St. Carolina in a whole and in general, but I just want to touch up a little bit more on just that specific moment and the excitement of this, and you probably still soaking it in as well, that you're the head coach of the first team to ever first score, and in particular, your son, the first player to ever score a goal in the World Series of Youth Lacrosse.
You know, these guys play so well as a team, and especially our attack unit really meshes well together. They all have different strengths, but, you know, that play in particular is something new we've run this summer, and we've gone to it a lot and had a lot of success because there are a few branches to it. Really, three, you know, when the kids ask what's the primary look or what's the main look, you can't answer them because, you know, the ball handler can drive the side and take the shot himself. If we occupy the slides and, you know, we have really two good options and we try and string the defense out and get them in a 2-on-1 situation. So really anybody could have scored that first goal. You know, for me as a coach and for a dad, the fact that from the coaching standpoint, the fact that it was an assisted goal, means so much to me because it embodies how we try and play and how we try and coach our players. You know, personally for, you know, for me as a dad and like a lot of the parents on our team, we make great sacrifices to get them, you know, playing this game and to get them out to Denver from North Carolina, sort of see their reaction and you know, really everybody to be involved that moment and get a win as a team, the first win of the Warrior World Series of Lacrosse. It was just a very proud moment, you know, for I think all of our parents to kind of share it in the moment.
That is awesome, and I want to touch up on that a little bit more still. I'm sure you're not surprised, because I'm not. Well, I even surprise myself sometimes. Hey, everybody, I just want to give a quick a shout-out to John Gelati for the terrific public relations that he brought for the Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola and the partners, you know, Brian and MetRex, you know, you can't fake strong, you know, Edge Sports Entertainment, my man, going on over there, heading the Edge Sports and Entertainment right there. Of course, Major League Lacrosse, Wheels Up, Body by Jake, the Denver Outlaws, and of course, you know, everything all together presented by the Coca-Cola Company. And, of course, last but not least, absolutely, Lax Women, Lax One Radio Experience. It was my pleasure, my honor to be part of and still is part of with MLL Radio, Lax Worm and Lax Worm Radio Experience. everybody find us all on Twitter, on Facebook, and whatnot. But check this out, man. Without further ado, Jackson said, Coach, that the team is called. I mean, that play is particularly called 12 tight. Is there any way you'll change it to 13 tight? Because, you know, the number 13 is the one that made it at that point.
Yeah,
or 12 plus one tight.
Like I said, that 12 tight is the formation. It's a one man behind and two on the crease, and it's a little of an unorthodox formation. You know, it's really a 1-4. But yeah, we won't call that. It's a team effort. That we'll keep that 12 tight, but we may have to call it something else now that people know what we're running. He explained it pretty well.
That's true. Yo, son, you explained that maybe a little too well. Hey, but then again, coaches, you have a lot of branches to that. So I don't know. I mean, I would say keep it, since it's so unorthodox. You might fool people. To fool people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would say leave it as is, man. Taking it away, how are you soaking it in now with this Warrior World Series of Lacrosse? How are you soaking this in, man, this fun, fantastic event that just happened?
Well, a lot of our kids have, funny enough, we're up at lacrosse camp. You know, I run a lacrosse camp, Empire Lacrosse Camp. We run it at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So these guys have just kind of gotten back to work, getting better with their individual game, and also with having fun. You know, we had a lot of fun out in Denver, but there was a real competitive element there. You saw that with the teams on the field, with the coaching staffs that were assembled. So this is a little bit more of just learning, getting better individually, and having some fun playing the game they love. But a lot of these guys continue to just play lacrosse, and I think they've what to me is more noticeable than anything is that type of experience. It's the off-field bonding of the families and the players, and where they, there's some things they definitely won't remember, like the first goal, the first assist, the first win. I think the things that they'll take away were some of the off field opportunities they had, like going to see the Outlaws play, and being in Mile High Stadium, watching the great championship game, the banquet and things like that. The Warrior World Series and Jay Steinfeld, Ray Schulmeyer, they did an unbelievable job of putting just memorable moment after memorable moment the whole week. And that's something that I still think the kids are kind of soaking in and wondering. Jake talked to the boys about having dreams, and he made a lot of their dreams come true this week with the opportunities that he helped to provide.
Very, very cool, Coach. And we're going to get back on to you. If you could please stay on the line, but can I talk to now, get Coach Pang on the horn?
Yeah, JoJo.
Coach Pang, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
No, I'm doing quite well myself, man. Thank you for asking. And Coach Payne, when you first came into Denver, the Mile High City, and then you came into the Grand Hyatt Hotel, and then you guys went into later on that night, you went in to get your gear. What did you think of the cool swag and everything like that that Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented you guys with?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as Coach Rice was saying, Jake Steinfeld and Rachel Meyer, they did a tremendous job making everybody mm-hmm. feel that they were part of a special event. And, our kids, they work hard all summer. They work hard on the game individually and collectively as a team. And for them to go out to an event like this and to walk in and really feel welcomed and to see all that special gear that was laid out for them, definitely gave them some feeling of accomplishment, which was good for the boys. But being out there with all the other teams out there also gave them a sense of, you know, it's what they're working hard towards. So it was, you know, it's a tremendous balance of getting out there and, you know, having that competitive spirit, but also recognizing that, you know, it's a game played amongst friends, you know, the players themselves and also the coaches. So I think, you know, everybody top to bottom just had a really good time out there.
I totally agree. Yeah, Jake Steinfeld, you know, bodied by Jake, Steve Bornstein, Ray Schomeyer, and of course, our man, right, Dave Morrow. Can't forget Dave Morrow as well.
That's right.
Yeah, so Coach Ping, you it seems like you concentrated a little bit more on the defensive end somewhat on specific plays and stuff like that. How did that fare well with you when you're doing on the fly, when you're meeting teams of elite levels like Team Carolina? How do you transition so quickly?
Yeah, you know, well, I think Coach Price has done a really good job with his team, you know, setting the tone and just teaching the kids fundamental lacrosse, which, you know, when you boil it down, lacrosse can be a very simple game as long as you understand what the concepts are and what the goals of the various concepts are. So in that regard, that's made my job easier on a defensive front when you're going up against an offense that's running plays like, you know, 12 tight, Fairfield, it helps because, you know, once we go to these events where we're playing the likes of a Team 91 Crush and the Rising Suns and so forth, you know, the concepts of their offense that they're running are not new. So from that standpoint, my job is, you know, just really putting the players in a situation where they can be successful and take what they've learned at practices and apply it, you know, on the field in a competitive atmosphere.
Absolutely. Yes, great simple way to put it. Very good. Coach, can we get Coach Price on again?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Coach Price, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Coach Price, so we're going to talk about the World Series of Youth Lacrosse breaking records and stuff like that for lacrosse in general. But what about Team Carolina? And you got, okay, like we already talked about, you know, Jackson Price, number 13, having the first goal ever for a World Series of Youth Lacrosse. But what Carolina doing to break records and possibly in the near future, next year counting, breaking more records as far as like being the first team of doing things?
Well, one of the things for us is we're in a non-traditional lacrosse hotbed, definitely a growing area with lacrosse, you know, adding the Hounds, you know, having UNC, Duke, you know, in state, you know, get some recognition for lacrosse, but youth lacrosse is growing. We really have to travel to play the best competition. You know, we're very good in our small pond in state. We're very good in our region in the South. I feel strongly that we're one of the, if not the best, 2021 teams, you know, in the Southeast region. But we've got to go out of that pocket and play the best competition and in some cases play up and play older competition, which we did most of the week out there. So, you know, the commitment to playing in the best tournaments that we can possibly play in, finding the best competition, and then, you know, individually as kids, you know, competing. We talk a lot about, you know, practice being difficult, so games are easy. We talk about, you know, the players challenging each other, you know, our goalies making our shooters better, our defenders making our attackmen better, you know, face-off guys pushing each other, challenging each other. You know, so that's something that we continually do through our fall, spring, and summer schedules.
Fun stuff, Coach, fun stuff. And what about also – your team, Team Carolina, has the potential. JoJo Wardrummer, you know what? Actually, I'm going to go on the record right now. JoJo Wardrummer is predicting that Team Carolina is going to have the squad that was just here this past weekend for July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th here in Denver at Dick's Sporting Goods Park back again in 2016. I'm predicting you guys making it again with the same squad even.
Well, that's our hope. And coming out this year, we really looked at it, and it's probably a little unusual in comparison to some of the other teams that participated. We looked at it as kind of a two-year process because of all of our boys are eligible U13 next summer. And that's definitely something we want to make a reality. You know, all of our families are very committed to going back out there. Obviously, seeing what a great event it was, you know, our kids are fully committed to getting back there and getting another opportunity and the coaching staff as well. So, obviously, it's going to progress, and I know they have big plans with qualifiers and things like that. So whether it's by invitation or through qualifiers, we're going to do our best to be back there. And our kids got a taste for it, and you know they want to be back and they want to play to win. You know, when they come back there next year.
I see it happening, man, and I already predicted this. You guys make it happen. You guys make it happen, right? So coach, there was like a little flag. What did you think of the flag, the big flag and the little flag that you guys got to wave around and stuff for your kids?
You know, all of the little touches from the pins to the flags to the radio coverage, and that's not a little touch. That was a big touch because it really made it a big time event. Yeah, the YouTube coverage. You mentioned John Gelati. You know, his presence. You know, and really, I tell you what, I've said this to everybody who I've talked about the experience to Jake's presence, and not just not just at the banquet, not just at the opening, but at the field, watching the games, really just added to the big-time experience, and the kids felt it. I was so impressed from start to finish with how much the stamp Jake put on the event. And, you know, I think a lot of people would think he would come shake a few hands and take off, and to see him have the presence he had, was really impressive. So this was all his vision, you know, right down to the flags and the pins and kind of representing like the Little League World Series of baseball. And you know, to see that become a reality and be a part of that was really impressive.
100% agree, man, and then some, man. Coach, can we get Payne Jr. on the horn?
Hello, JoJo.
Hey, buddy, how are you, man?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good right now. Everybody, it's a good day for the cross with JoJo Wardrummer. This is my Lax Youth Nation segment, talking with World Series of Youth Across, Team Carolina, hitting it up right now on the airways on MLL Radio, on Lax Worm Radio Experience. Find us on TuneIn. Just everybody search TuneIn. Search MLR Radio, search Lax Worm Radio Experience, and you can find us right there, man. And then you can find also the games that we broadcasted and sideline reported and everything, those games can be found now on iTunes. Just search Lax Worm Radio Experience, and you can find all those games. So if you want to, when you relive the moment, you can relive it like it's just happening right now, and just soak it in even more, man. Lax Worm Radio Experience on iTunes. And also find us on TuneIn, and you could just relive the moment. Everybody, we had 10,000 plus people that tuned in to TuneIn. See what I did there, everybody? Huh? 10,000 plus people tuned in to our TuneIn Lax Worm Radio Experience. That's awesome. And I predict next year that Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by the Coca-Cola Company we're going to top that. We're going to hit 15,000 plus, if not more. Watch that, man. Ooh, I just called it, so it's got to happen, man. We got to do it, man. So anyways, I would like to thank all my partners. And Payne, let's get back to you, man, because we only have 5 more minutes. Check this out. Payne, so how did you feel when you were getting your Warrior bag and your Warrior stick and everything with your new Evo 4 head and everything like that? How did you feel when you came across and you were surprised and then I got you on the radio show? How did you feel about getting on the MLL radio show your first night, even before your first game here?
Well, at first I was nervous because I didn't know what I was going to say, but then my parents said I could do it, and then I just did it, and I did it, like, I wasn't scared anymore, and I think I did it well.
You did, and you made your dad, Coach Ron Payne, happy. And I noticed your little sister; she had a big smile on her face, looking at her big brother on the radio show. Man, congratulations to you, to your team, Carolina. And what do you predict? Because I already predicted you guys are going to be back in 2016 for the Warrior and World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Do you think you're going to be back?
Yes, I think we'll be back because we're going to get better, and we'll be older and stronger and more athletic, so we can handle the competition better.
Experience under your belt, man. That was a big show, man, and you guys handled yourself fantastically. Can I get your dad, Coach Ron Payne, on the radio show, please?
Sure, JoJo.
Yes, Coach Payne. So we have roughly approximately 3 minutes left. I have JoJo's hidden trick question for you. Are you ready?
Okay. Good, shoot.
Okay, Coach. All right. Yeah, you have North Carolina Tar Heels. You have the Duke Blue Devils. They're going head-to-head in a major playoff game next this coming year, let's say. Who are you rooting for?
Who I'm rooting for? You know, my son's a fan of Duke. So I'm just going to have to get some rivalry in the household and cheer for the Carolina Tar Heels.
I love it. I love it. That's one of the best answers ever. One of the best answers ever on my show. You got to create a little bit of...
You know, things can't be too peaceful here in the Pang household.
That's beautiful, man. How about Coach Price?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question, JoJo's hitting a trick question for you. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, you got an all-star team mixed together with the Carolina, North Carolina Tar Heels, mixed win with the Duke Blue Devils, and they're going to face the solid team of Major League Lacrosse Charlotte Hounds. Who wins the game? And plus it's MLL rules, shot clock, the two-pointer, everything. Who wins the game?
Well, our kids have been watching the Hounds closely for a couple of years now. They're big fans. I think that would really inspire them to go out and knock off the Hounds with the help of a couple in-state guys. I think our guys have their tendencies pretty well scouted. We probably start with shutting Mike Sawyer off so he doesn't get his shot, and kind of go from there.
Coach, I see the Hounds taking it.
I think we would pull the upset.
All right, Coach, that's your call, man. Hopefully, one day we can see that, huh? Like some kind of something off season, maybe. Like, you know what I mean? And I would like to be on the sideline next to you.
Yeah.
Someday. Yeah, can I get Jackson Price on the horn one more time, please?
Sure.
What's up, JoJo?
Okay, Jackson, we have approximately a minute left. Check this out, man. Okay, less than 30 seconds. If Jake Steinfeld and Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse bring in the deuce, bring in the two-pointer for World Series of Youth Lacrosse, do you think your chances are pretty good at making that first two-pointer next year in 2016 for Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse?
I think I could make it, and a lot of other kids on my team also, because we have a lot of good shooters on our team, especially the attack and some of the middies.
So either way, man, you're good. Coach, I love it. We got 10 seconds. Hey, man, very cool. You guys find JoJo Wardrum on Twitter, find MLL Radio, Laxworm, all of us, Laxworm Radio Experience on Twitter and everything like that. Without further ado, I'll catch you guys on the flip side next time. Loving it, man. Lacrosse.
Thanks, JoJo.
Thanks, JoJo.
Thank you, guys. Man, I'm looking forward to talking to you guys during sometime before 2016 as well.
We can't wait.
Awesome. I can't wait either, man. I cannot wait either to talk to you guys again. Sounding off for now. Talk to you guys soon, my man.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, JoJo.
You're welcome.